In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the eighth Perek Masechta Tara. The Mishnah begins, Hamed Bayom Matza Bayom. If someone lost Kli, meaning an item of his during the day, and then found it that same day, Mishnah says that it's considered Tahor. Why? That is because since it's in broad daylight, and had someone else seen this Kli, he would have taken it as one is meant to do it whenever they find a lost object. If it didn't have a Siman, he would have kept it. If it did have a Siman, he's meant to take it and announce it. Then, but however, since it is still there, clearly no one touched it. Bayom u'matza b'layla, b'layla matza b'yom, b'yom u'matza b'yom shlacharav. What if he lost it during the day and found it that night, or he lost it during the night and found it the next day, or he lost it one day and then only found it the next day? In that situation, we say it's tameh. Why? Zeh haklal. Kol shi'avor alav halayla o miktzato tameh. Any time that during the time this object was lost, if we can find, you can identify a time when it was nighttime, then we have to say it's tameh. That is because we have to be concerned that someone may have walked past it, for example, a nida or a nochri, who we treat as a zav, and they may have stepped on it, having not seen it during the night time. The fact that it's still there is not an indication that no one touched it, because they may not have seen it. And therefore, if it's something that's fit for sitting or lying on, then it would be tame midras. And if not, then it would be tame maga, meaning tame midras means it would become an avatuma. Otherwise, we have to be concerned that it just simply came into contact with it. Now, the Bartanura importantly says here this whole Mishnah is just dealing with the case of where it's in Rishut HaRabim, in the public domain. That is why if one lost it during the day and found it during the day, then since it's really only a safek, a doubt, we can say, we can rule in the case of safek that it is still that is tahor. Nonetheless, in the case of when it was some period of time, it would have been nighttime, despite the fact that it's in Rishut HaRabim, since the area is frequented by Nochrim or by other people that could be considered a source of Tumah, we have to be concerned that it was stood on. That is why if we're dealing in this case where it was Shruti Yachid, even if one lost it in the private domain and found it in the private domain, since it is a Suffolk whether someone Tameh would have touched it, we would have to rule in that case, Suffolk Tumah B'Shruti Yachid is Tameh. We'd have to rule that it is, we have to rule stringently and be concerned it is Tameh. Let's continue. Shoteach Kelim B'Shrut HaRabim. Someone spreads out some clothing in the Shrut HaRabim, we say Tahor. They would be considered Tahor. And meaning we're not concerned that someone would have stepped on it, because generally if people see clothing laid out in Rishut HaRabim, they would not necessarily walk on it. Therefore, since it's Safek Tumah Rishut HaRabim, whether someone may have come into contact with it, that's why we say that it would, in this situation it is Tahor. However, Rishut HaYachid, if one left it out in the private domain, in that situation it's Safek Tumah once again, whether someone touched it, and therefore we'd say it's Tameim. Meaning we rule stringently and say that it is tameh, that it is impure. However, imaya mishamram, if he was looking over and watching over this clothing, then even in Rishut HaYachid would say that it is tahor. We don't have to be concerned that maybe someone touched it without him seeing. Naflu v'halach laviyam. What happens if his bagad, the clothing, he dropped them at one point and he wasn't able to retrieve it, so he went to go and retrieve it, so it was out of eyeshot. Or nafal, next case, nafal dalyo latoch boro shel am haaretz. Or his bucket fell in the well in the property of an Am Haaretz, and he went to get either a long stick or a rope or something in order to extract it from that well. That Mishnah says, in that case we say it's Tameh. Why? That we have to be concerned that it's Tameh, meaning it's Tameh Met, such that it would require the 7-day purification process. And that is because any item that's left in the possession of an Am Haaretz, we rule in that fashion. Now, this is despite the fact that it fell in the bottom of the well of the Am Haaretz. One would not be able to, so the Am Haaretz himself wouldn't be able to access and touch and make a tameh. That's irrelevant because we apply the blanket gzeira, that since it's an object that was left in the property of an Am Haaretz, all objects are left in his care. We've just explained previously that it would be ruled as being tameh. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah begins. Hamaniach et beito patuach u'matza patuach. Someone left his house with the door open, it was left, and he returned and it was in that state. Na'ul u'matza na'ul. If we left it locked and returned, it was locked. Matza, he left it patuach. And matza, oh, na'ul, if left it open and found it locked. And he saw that no one entered, there was no ganav there, we say it's tahor. However, na'ul u'matza patuach. What happens if he left it locked and found it unlocked? Rabbi Meir says in that situation it's a matame. We are concerned that how did this door become unlocked? It must have been a ganav, and we're concerned that a ganav, a thief, came inside the house and handled all the kelim. So therefore, all the kelim within the house would have to be considered tame. Once again, Rabbi Meir is consistent with his position that we rules stringently in such cases. Have a chachamim saying matarim, they say no, it's tahor. Why? Shayu a ganav v'nimelchu v'halach lahem. In other words, he agrees that perhaps it was thieves that unlocked the door. Nonetheless, they may have simply changed their mind. Just because the door's unlocked doesn't mean they decided thereafter to enter and go through the entire house. So there's no evidence of the Ganavim actually having gone through the house. One does not need to be concerned, according to the Chachamim, and the contents of the house will be Tahor. Those are the Mishnah today.